This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Government introduces strategy to provide electric stoves with subsidy to reduce mounting cost for LP gas imports. Kami Rita Sherpa summits Mount Everest for 32nd time and Lakpa Sherpa for 11th time, breaking their own records. Prime Minister Balindra Shah lauds Sherpa community's contribution to Nepal's mountaineering history. Nepal facing Scotland in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 match today. And WHO declares Ebola outbreak in DR Congo an international health emergency. Now the news in detail. The government has introduced a strategy to end grants for LP gas by a decade and provide subsidies for electric stoves. In a view of mounting cost for LP gas import, the government made public the Energy Consumption Growth and Export Strategy 2083. The strategy made public by the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation has aimed at gradually reducing the use of LP gas. In order for enforcement of this plan, the consumers would be provided grants to electric stove and promote clean energy consumption. The Department of Customs recorded the import of cooking gas worth Rs 41.65 billion in the first 9 months of the current fiscal year. The Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Energy have established coordination to accomplish the project, setting the deadline of fiscal year 2035-36. In this connection, the Nepal Electricity Authority has already launched a campaign to boost the use of electric stoves for cooking. Local levels have also joined the drive. Kami Rita Sherpa successfully summited Sagarmatha, popularly known as Mount Everest, 32nd time at 10:12 a.m. yesterday, once again breaking his own world record for the highest number of ascents of the tallest mountain in the world. Likewise, Lakpa Sherpa, popularly known as the Mountain Queen, scaled Sagarmatha for the 11th time at 9:30 a.m. yesterday, setting a new record for the most Everest ascents by a female climber. Meanwhile, Assistant Sub-Inspector ASI Neem Dicky Sherpa and Assistant Head Constable Anita Karki of the Armed Police Force, APF Nepal, scaled the Mount Everest on behalf of the APF Nepal on Sunday morning. Karki scaled the world's tallest peak at 10:20 a.m. and Sherpa reached at 11:55 a.m. according to the APF Nepal. Karki and Sherpa are the third and fourth APF Nepal personnel to reach atop of Mount Everest. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balindra Shah has congratulated and expressed deep respect to legendary climbers Kami Rita Sherpa and Lakpa Sherpa for their historic achievements on the world's highest mountain, Sagarmatha. In a congratulatory message posted on his social media X account yesterday, Prime Minister Shah expressed his confidence that the climbers' extraordinary success would further strengthen Nepal's mountain tourism sector, besides making it more reliable, prestigious and attractive on the global stage. The Prime Minister believed that such a notable feat would also contribute to enhancing the country's international identity. Celebrating the historic success of the legendary climbers, Prime Minister Shah also acknowledged that such historic success can only be achieved through unwavering courage, strict self-discipline, and sincere dedication to one's work. The Prime Minister commended the extraordinary and unparalleled contribution of the Sherpa community to Nepal's mountaineering history. The Office of Auditor General has raised questions over the transformational projects launched in a bid to guarantee rapid economic growth and development to the people. Such projects recorded insufficient progress, it exposed. The government has run total 17 projects, naming them transformational projects, among which 5 were of economic sector, 4 of social sector, 7 of infrastructure sector, and 1 of democracy and good governance. Among these, the overall physical progress of the public school strengthening project and the technical and vocational education and training program recorded 81% and 88% respectively. The government and the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP have intensified efforts to reform Nepal's health insurance system amid growing financial and management challenges. During a policy discussion organized by the party's health section lawmakers, health experts and officials stressed the need for structural reforms, digital systems, transparency and better service management to strengthen the insurance program. Health experts warned that the program is facing a serious financial crisis due to rising expenses, delayed payments to hospitals and misuse of services. According to the Health Insurance Board, outstanding payments to hospitals have crossed 16 billion rupees. Officials said preparations are underway to introduce integrated digital payment systems, prevent unnecessary testing and service duplication, and make the program more sustainable. The insurance program currently covers nearly 10 million people across the country. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sashir Khanal said the local government needs to focus on long-term plan rather than temporary politics. At a program organized by Tokha Municipality to garner suggestions for upcoming policies, programs and budget yesterday, Minister Khanal reiterated that it was not wise to stress immediate political benefit in the plans, but the sustainable development approaches. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo a public health emergency of international concern. The BBC has quoted the WHO report as stating around 246 suspected cases and 80 deaths have been reported in eastern Ituri province. The agency warned that the outbreak could spread further within the region, although it does not currently meet the criteria for a pandemic emergency. The outbreak is linked to the Bundibugyo strain of the Ebola virus, for which there are currently no approved vaccines or medicines. Early symptoms include fever, fatigue, headache and muscle pain followed by vomiting, diarrhea and in severe cases, bleeding. The WHO said confirmed cases have also been detected in neighboring Uganda, while one case has been reported in the Congolese capital, Kinshasa. Health officials say insecurity, humanitarian challenges and high cross-border movement are increasing the risk of further spread. The WHO has urged affected countries to strengthen surveillance, tracing and infection prevention measures while advising against border closures or travel restrictions. Now a sports news update. Nepal is taking on Scotland today in the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 one-day match. The match is being played at the TU International Cricket Ground from 9:30 this morning. Nepal heads into the match with renewed confidence after defeating the United States national cricket team by 9 wickets on Saturday. The team is aiming to continue the winning momentum in its effort to retain ODI status and qualify for the upcoming Cricket World Cup. Earlier in the series, Nepal suffered a narrow 2-run defeat against Scotland in a rain-affected match decided through the DLS method. In the World Cup League 2 standings, Scotland is currently at the top of the table while the United States is in second place. Nepal stands 7th among the 8 participating teams. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that moderate rain and snowfall is likely at some places in the hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi province and at a few places in Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. According to the division, light rain with thunder and lightning is also possible at one or two places in the Tarai and remaining hilly areas of Madhes, Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The division stated that Nepal is currently under the influence of westerly and local winds. Temperatures are expected to rise in the Tarai areas of Sudur Pashchim and Lumbini provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government introduces strategy to provide electric stoves with subsidy to reduce mounting cost for LP gas imports. Kami Rita Sherpa summits Mount Everest for 32nd time and Lakpa Sherpa for 11th time, breaking their own records. Prime Minister Balendra Shah lauds Sherpa community's contribution to Nepal's mountaineering history. Nepal facing Scotland in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 match today. And WHO declares Ebola outbreak in DR Congo an international health emergency. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.